ब्रह्मार्थस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम यू वंस अगेन फॉर द ऑन गोइंग कार्तिक यात्रा। वी ऑलमोस्ट रीचिंग द एंड। एक्चुअली वी आर स्टार्टिंग। महाराज राधानाथ महाराज मेंशंस यात्रा नेवर एंड्स। यात्रा एंड्स टू बिगिन आवर नेक्स्ट यात्रा। सो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स मर्सी ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद वी ऑल कम टू दिस वृंदावन धाम एंड वी हैव बिकम एटलीस्ट फॉर 10 डेज ब्रजवासी। राइट 10 डे ब्रजवासी। देयर आर सो मेनी होर्डिंग्स हियर। हम आपको ब्रजवासी बनाएंगे। देयर ऑल दिस पीपल हु आर सेलिंग फ्लैट्स फ्लैट ही फ्लैट। सो वी थिंक दैट वी बाय सम लैंड इन वृंदावन देन वी बिकम ब्रजवासी। ब्रजवासी इज एक्चुअली मूड ऑफ वृंदावन। पीपल मे स्टे इन वृंदावन बट इफ दे आर नॉट हैविंग द मूड ऑफ वृंदावन ब्रजवासी देन दे विल जस्ट स्टे ऑन द आउटर कवरिंग ऑफ वृंदावन। यू नो मेनी डिवोटीज हु जस्ट बार्ज इन वृंदावन दे वॉन्ट टू स्टे हियर। There are so many devotees I know who left, who came to Vrindavan without asking anyone, who wanted to stay here and not proper mood. Then when time came for them to leave this their body, they were actually somehow or other out of Vrindavan and they had to leave out of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is actually, one requires intense mood of feeling, of service, because everyone is in a service mood here. That's and everyone wants to serve Krishna. No one is thinking about himself or herself. They're thinking about Krishna. Anyways, for most of us, we have come from city, right? It's Pune or connected to Pune, Mumbai, Pune, etc. Now, many of us did not know these places before we came in Krishna consciousness, right? Like I remember one time, just like you have a voice in Pune, we have a base in Mumbai. So in one base, they told me to give a class on Krishna's pastimes. So they were completely like half the people were new and half of them were devotees. So I started speaking on Vrindavan. So then I realized people were not able to understand little. So I just asked, how many of you know Vrindavan? And most of them raised their hands. So I asked one boy, have you been to Vrindavan? He said, yes. So I asked him, where is Vrindavan? Vrindavan Garden, Mysore. So that is we can say Pratibhu Garden. You know, the original Vrindavan is forgotten and the new Vrindavan is now Mysore. So if he asks you, Gokul, do you know about Gokul? You may say, Gokul Doodh, Gokul Ice Cream. Right? Someone asked about Brijwasi, Brijwasi Mithai Bandar. So these are the names which we
No.
And then we came in Krishna consciousness and came to know actually original place is also there, you know, Gokul Mahavan. Today we are in Gokul Mahavan. From where the Gokul milk, Gokul Dudhwala, Gokul Mithaiwala and all that Gokul ice creams, they all got their names. But the original place is here. And we have come here because we did not plan. We just came in Krishna consciousness and somehow by Guru Maharaj's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, they planned for us and we just come here. So today we are in Gokul Mahavan, beautiful place. So we are having a wonderful opportunity to stay in Dham for so many days, right? In a day or two we'll be moving out of Dham and then we'll go back to our own places. And we will not see this place, see this environment, this beautiful darshan, right? What we will see when we go back to our cities? Cars, buses, buildings and so many things. Our mobiles will also ring so much. So we see that just because we are in touch with Srila Prabhupada's movement, we are getting so much of mercy. Yeah. But yet we also need to know the importance of what we are getting. That's very important. Otherwise what will happen? We had so many picnics, outings in our life before. We went to Lonavala, Khandala, Mahabaleshwar, clicked all photos, selfies, made albums, Facebook mein dal diya. So this may also become one more picnic. This may not be a yatra. So therefore we need to know about the importance of where we are coming also. Right? So I'll just quote one beautiful anecdote which I heard from one of the devotees who quoted it from a Puran. I don't remember which Puran it was, but Srila Vyasadeva has written many Purans. In one Puran he glorifies Dham, a holy place. Now I spoke so many things till now. Is everyone able to hear me? Anyone here who is not able to hear me? It's all okay? You're not able to hear me? If you're not able to hear, then you come closer to those who are able to hear, because that is the only way we can help you. So, Srila Vyasadeva mentions, Dham has threefold potencies. How many? Threefold. Dham, earth. Dham, water, and Dham, devotees. These three can create a revolution in our life if we associate with them properly. Dham, earth, or Dham, dhuli, or Dham, bhumi. We are sitting in Dham, bhumi. We are walking on Dham, bhumi. We are sleeping on Dham, bhumi. And the dust also is there. We are smeared with dust of Dham, bhumi. So Dham earth, it is mentioned by Srila Vyasadeva, it purifies our body. Right now I can see every one of us are covered by dust, right? There's a lot of dust. Externally dust is there, and internally some dust has also gone inside, right? Antar bhaiya. Everything is there, dust inside, dust outside. So while that dust may create some problem in our immune system, coughing, right? Yesterday Maharaj mentioned, you know, Radhanath Maharaj, you were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and then said chant millions of times, and billions of times, trillions of times. In every chanting there was also an echo of coughing, right? So we are coughing because a lot of dust has gone inside. So that definitely is affecting our health, but we need to also know that this impure body which we are carrying is also getting purified because of Dham dust. There are so many glories of Dham dust. We will speak of one of the glories, because this place has importance of Krishna himself eating Dham dust, right? So we'll speak of that later. But Dham dust purifies the body. Dham water, right? We go to so many kundas, tirthas, rivers. We take 3 drop achman. Dham water purifies the mind. And Dham devotees, they purify the soul. So it is very important in our yatra to have association of devotees. So how many devotees we are associating now for last 10 days? 50, 100, 200. How many? 6,500. Just think about it. In 3 days or 4 days time, you will back to your house or your office or your homes, wherever you stay. How many devotees will get chance to associate with? There will be more materialistic people in our life and very rare devotees, rest. But in the last 10 days, we are having only devotees and very less materialistic people. It's a boon, right? Can you imagine for 10 days, the only people we are bumping into are devotees. The only people who are, whom we are competing also are also devotees, right? We are competing. Everywhere we go, there are only devotees. You go for prasadam, there is a big line of devotees. You want to go and hear katha, and you want to sit ahead, you want to come early, and there is again only devotees to compete with. In fact, yesterday, just Govardhan Parikrama, Govardhan Puja Day, we had massive prasad distribution. Like, our prasad distribution went on till 4 o'clock in the evening. So devotees were coming and taking prasad at 4 o'clock also. 3 o'clock also prasadam. So some devotees wanted to sit ahead there and take prasadam near the stage. But there were already some devotees sitting near the stage. But they were not having plate. Well, plate, aap kya kar rahe? What you are doing here? You don't have plate in your hand. No, we have booked our place because we want to hear the next event, that is a katha. So there are some devotees who at 2:30 p.m. reach Katha Pandal and sit there, because if they don't sit, then they will not get the front place. Why I'm saying is that we are everywhere we are going now, there are only devotees in our life, which is an opulence. His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj came to one of our yatras once, and he later came to Chopati and said, "You guys, you are so much fortunate that you have luxurious association of devotees." Luxurious association. Use the word luxurious. Yes, indeed, we have so many devotees here, right? For prasadam, there is competition, devotees. For coming, sometimes we have to come to buses, then there are devotees there. We have to catch a toto or auto rickshaw, there are devotees there. We want to go to bathroom, there is also a line of devotees. Everywhere there are devotees, and it's a great fortune. It's like a nursing arti we chant, ito narsinga parato narsinga. So, yato ito devotee, parato devotee, yato yato ya, mitato devotee. Everywhere there are devotees, and it's a great fortune. Many, many years ago, when our yatra was increasing a lot, you know, from 3,000 it became 4,500, last Vrindavan yatra, 2015. Went to Maharaj and said, "Maharaj, Ananath Maharaj, this yatra is increasing a lot, you know, so much crowd is coming every year." So we use the word crowd. This is normally we use, na, kitna bheed bad gai. Kitni bheed hai aaj. Pandal mein bheed hai, prasad ke liye bheed hai. So in English word is crowd, you know. So we said, "Maharaj, so much crowd is increasing." So Maharaj saw us and said, Yatra committee and said that, "You call devotees as crowd?" They are not crowd, they are devotees. And then Maharaj mentioned this tagline, which is still there as our Yatra tagline, you know. More number of devotees, more is the opportunity to serve. More number of devotees, more is the opportunity to serve. So that's it. So this is yatra means we get chance to associate with devotees, we get chance to serve devotees. And then we go back, fully recharge and practice Krishna consciousness in wherever, whichever place we all stay in. So in yatra, we do a lot of hearing. We do katha as well as philosophy, right? More or less, when we are doing our dham group visits, we speak more katha, less philosophy. Because what happens, you know, too much philosophy also is very difficult to digest. Even though Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, Siddhanta Bolya Chitte Na Kora Alas, should not become lazy or become very much concerned as so much philosophy is there. Because philosophy is important. But yes, in our Dham Seva department, we have told all our speakers that please speak philosophy but less and give more katha. Why? Because that's important also to know what are the pastimes of Krishna. Radhanath Maharaj mentioned in one of his lectures that when you hear Krishna Katha, you switch off your logic button. Logic, analytical button has to be switched off, because Krishna Katha is only for relishing. Go beyond your logic and your analytical knowledge and relish Krishna Katha. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was once giving a class in one of our yatras. He mentioned a very beautiful point. He said, when the speaker speaks Katha, then devotees are in rapt attention because everyone wants to hear stories, right? He mentioned that during Katha we can see devotees doing yoga asanas. During lecture, devotees do different yoga asanas. So when Katha or a story is coming in, then everyone is rapt attention. No one is moving also. So they are in Padmasana. Cross-legged Padmasana. But as soon as philosophy starts, then they go in Shavasana. Right? And if the philosophy continues for some more time, then the head becomes heavy as if Shirsasana. You do ulta, you know? Shirsasana, what happens? The head becomes heavy. But nonetheless, we speak some philosophy because we need to understand Katha along with some tinge of philosophy to balance it nicely. But nonetheless, we are going to speak more and more Katha today. Right? So, yes, I was mentioning about how Maharaj mentioned that we should relish and not use logic. Right? Because in this dham, we have seen our acharyas getting absorbed in Krishna Katha, relishing Krishna Katha. I'll give an example to you. See, Srila Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan and on the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote many books, right? So one day he compiled a book called as Lalita Madhav. So Lalita Madhav book is all about separation pastimes of Krishna and Radharani and Gopis. So there is a lot of very emotional churning in that book. So he wrote this book and then that book he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami to read. As soon as Raghunath Das Goswami read the book, he was reading the book, he was only crying, crying and only crying. Shedding, non-stop crying and reading that book. So Sanatan Goswami saw this. He was worried. Because anyways Raghunath Das Goswami does not drink, eat any much, you know, and he's crying so much. So he tried to pacify him. He got pacified, but as soon as he would read that book, again crying. Sanatana Goswami became concerned. He went to Rupa Goswami and said, what kind of book you have written? Raghunath Das Goswami is continuously crying. Now he writes some book which will make him smile. So Rupa Goswami immediately wrote a book called as Daan Keli Komudi, which is a book on tax pastimes of Krishna and Gopis. It's all humorous pastime. One devotee was in Daan Keli Comedy. Comedy. So he wrote that book immediately, a very small book he wrote. And he told, when Raghunath Das Goswami was crying and reading Lalita Madhav, he gave the book. Please read this book, this is a very nice book. So then immediately opened his Daan Keli Komudi and as he was reading, he was laughing, smiling. Immediately crying became laughing. And as he was relishing this book, Rupa Goswami got the opportunity, flipped back the Lalita Madhav book and took it back. So that he doesn't read the book and keeps crying. So our acharyas, we are seeing that how they get absorbed in Krishna Leela. Not only acharyas, the whole dham gets absorbed. When Rupa Goswami was writing Lalit Madhav under Ter Kadam, in that area, when he was writing Lalit Madhav, it is mentioned that trees were shedding all their leaf, hearing, because he was speaking and writing, hearing the pastime, the trees were shedding leaves. And then when Rupa Goswami later wrote Vidagdha Madhav, which is all pastimes of union of Krishna and Radharani, then all the trees were growing leaves. So even a tree gets absorbed in relishing Krishna Katha. So that should be mood in dham, to relish Krishna Katha and not use much logic. Because Krishna Katha, in this realm here, Krishna uses some leela potency, leela shakti to exhibit his pastimes. So logic doesn't work there. Analytical understanding doesn't work there. It just doesn't fit in Vrindavan. Uddhava came with the idea of analysis, but he got paralysis. Uddhava came here, Krishna sent him to Vrindavan to become counselor of Vrajvasis, tell them philosophy and convince them that how everything is temporary in this world, should not be attached to any relationships.
Uddhava came here, and when he wanted to counsel, he realized that this place is something different. And he realized, I have to become counselee of this Vrajavasis. And he decided to stay in Braj. So this Vrindavan is completely different. Brahmaji came with his four heads and super terabyte, mega terabyte intelligence. But he couldn't understand. And then he understood one thing. I cannot understand Krishna. I cannot understand Vrindavan. And then he did tapasya previously and he wanted to become mountain in Vrindavan. So great scholars, they want to become mountain, they want to become grass. So that is the mood of Vrindavan. So it is mentioned that in Vrindavan here, in this place, when Krishna was about to appear here, see, there is Yamuna River very close from here. We are going to Brahman Ghat soon, where we see beautiful Yamuna River. Across Yamuna is Mathura, right? We came from Mathura, right now. So across river Yamuna is Mathura. So Vasudeva traveled across this Yamuna River and came to Nanda, this Gokul Mahavan. So before Krishna appeared here, it is mentioned mystically Paurnamasi and Madhumangal also came. Now Paurnamasi, she is from Ujjain, and Madhumangal is her son. So Paurnamasi, when she came here, she was old lady, and Madhumangal was a grown-up Brahmana. But they were so mystical, when they came to this place, they remained in their same age. So Madhumangal was here before Krishna took birth, but yet later Madhumangal became the friend of Krishna, because he kept his age same. So Madhumangal came here, Paurnamasi came here, and all the Brajavasis here became very much aware of this great Brahmana and Brahmani. And they treated Paurnamasi as someone who is like always to be consulted, an astrologer, a person to guide. And they knew that her son Madhumangal also is very mystical. But Madhumangal was very much always, he always wanted to eat something. He had a voracious appetite. And especially he liked laddus. So one day he saw no one is feeding him laddus. So he announced to all the gopis who were doing vrat. They wanted to have good children, you know. They didn't have children. So they were doing vrat, tapasya. So Madhumangal went and said, you are doing so much tapasya. All you have to do is feed me laddus. And you will get a good, nice son. As many laddus you will feed me, that many sons you will get. So all the gopis who had no children, they got laddus for whom? Madhu Mangal. So some gopis got 3 laddus, some got 2 laddus, some got 5 laddus. Yashoda also became aware of this event, so she got 1 laddu and she gave it to Madhu Mangal. So Madhu Mangal was eating all those laddus. And he said, so someone gave him 2 laddus, okay, you get 2 sons. Someone got 5, got 5, 3. Yashoda gave her laddu and Madhu Mangal ate that laddu. And he said, only 1 laddu, but this laddu is the best laddu. So Yashoda, you will get the best son. So Krishna appeared here finally in his beautiful way. And then all the sweet childhood pastimes of Krishna all took place here. Putana came here, she was killed here. Then Shakatasur came here. Cart demon. In Marathi, we say kartya. So cart demon came here, he was killed. Kartasur. Then after that, who came? Trinavrata also came here. Then Damodar Leela happened in this beautiful place, Ukhalbandhan. Brahmand Ghat Leela, the Lord Krishna showing Brahmand Leela to Mother Yashoda, happened here. Then all the sweet butter pastimes, Krishna stealing butter, that took place in this place. So all beautiful childhood till age of 4 or 5, Krishna stayed here. 3 or 4, right? 3 years, 4 months, initial years of Krishna was here. Krishna. So all that beautiful, small, crawling pastimes and running around, that all took place in Gokul Mahavan. Now, I was speaking about Vrindavan dust, right? So, when Krishna ate dirt here, So our Acharyas mentioned that there was a conversation between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, why you ate dirt? Don't you get anything from us? I'm not providing you sweets, butter, milk, yogurt. Why you want to eat all this stuff which you don't eat all these things? So Krishna first initially tried to say lies, you know, right? And said, no, I never ate. And then Yashoda said, well, all the Gopas are saying like that, your friends. Oh, they are lying. Oh, Balramji is also saying. Oh, he is also lying. So when this lying thing could not work, so when Mother Yashoda was very strictly asking, why you ate dirt? Then Krishna gave a logic. Our Acharyas mentioned, Krishna said, I heard from Nanda Maharaj that if I speak lies, if someone speaks lies, then he should gargle, he should drink water and gargle and throw it to purify himself because he spoke lies. So what today, since morning I spoke so many lies, I was thinking how many times I should gargle water. So I decided Vrindavan dust is so pure, you know, much more pure than all the waters. So better I eat dirt and purify my mouth for all the lies I spoke since morning. So Mother Yashoda heard that, but she was not convinced of this logic. And Krishna could understand that Mother Yashoda is not convinced. So he bought the next logic. So we can't use logic, but Krishna can use logic, okay? So Krishna uses the next logic. Mother Yashoda, you only told me long back that we have how many mothers? 7 mothers, right? So what happened is, I was feeling hungry and you are very, very far away and I want to drink your milk. But you are so far away, I was shouting, you are not hearing. So I decided to hear, decided to apply whatever you told me. So you told me 7 mothers, so there are so many mothers. So I remember that Mother Earth is also a mother and she is closest to me. Okay, and she is closest to me and her milk is in the form of the dirt or the mud she is offering me. So I ate the mud. So in this way Krishna, he was using all kinds of logic, but Mother Yashoda was not convinced. And finally the pastime took place where Krishna was told to open his mouth to prove that he has not eaten dirt. And Krishna opened his very small mouth. It's not like Krishna opened his big mouth. He was very small, small mouth. And what did Yashoda see? She saw the entire creation. Because she saw the whole Brahmanda, that place where she saw the whole Brahmanda and Krishna's mouth became Brahmanda heart. So that is the place people come there and they speak this beautiful story and they take bath in Yamuna river. I guess your group is also taking bath in Yamuna in Brahmanda today. You're only one devotee group where who has gone for Yamuna snan this particular yatra. So this Brahmanda also happens to be the place where Srila Prabhupada also came here and took bath. There's a famous video of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada brought some devotees to this place and he was very sick. So he asked all the devotees, you go and take bath. So when he saw all the devotees were happy taking bath, Prabhupada got inspired and Prabhupada immediately, he wore gamcha and he also slowly entered into Yamuna and started, you know, bathing himself and splashing water on devotees, like that. So Prabhupada also came, Prabhupada pastimes are also here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came here. All great Vaishnava Acharyas have come to this place. Such is the potency of this place, that for ages together, great devotees have come and performed parikrama. And we are very fortunate to follow in their footsteps and come here and visit this place. So, from Brahmanda Ghat, very close by, there is another temple called as Chintaharan Mahadev. Your group has gone to Nandgaon, right? Which place in Nandgaon you visited? Asheshwar Mahadev you visited? So you see that there, this pastime of Asheshwar Mahadev also happened here, right? Lord Shiva came here for darshan of Lord Krishna, but he was not allowed. And then he went and sat near Chintaharan Mahadev place. So, it is Kalpa Bheda. Different Kalpas, Krishna performs pastimes little different. Because Krishna has that right? For example, when we eat, we don't eat in the same style. We eat in a different style always, right? So we want variety in our life. And all this has come from Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all our, whatever we do in our life. So Krishna also performs his pastimes with little variety. So one time Lord Shiva came here and he wanted to see the darshan of Lord Krishna and Mother Yashoda did not allow him. The same pastime also happened in Nandgaon and Lord Shiva went and he was near the Asheshwar Mahadev temple. And here Lord Shiva was in Chintaharan. Chintaharan Mahadev temple was already existing but Lord Shiva went and went to his own place. Right? So why the name Chintaharan Mahadev? It is mentioned that Yashoda Mai, she would always be in Chinta. We are also in Chinta, right? But our Chinta is something else. Yashoda's Chinta was only Chinta for Krishna. And because she was always Chintit, she was always in Chinta, she knew that this temple of Lord Shiva is known as Chinta Haran Mahadev. So then every day she would come and worship Lord Shiva to remove all her anxieties so that Krishna will be protected. So that is Chintaharan Mahadev. I do not know if we will get time to go there, but this, because I am going to speak of all pastimes here, all the places, because we will not be able to go all places. Right? Even if we go to all places, what will happen? We will not remember also which places we went. Right? Sometimes you may ask after the yatra is over, are kal kahan gaye the? Are yaad nahi, kya tha wo? Kahan to gaye the hum log? Achha lecture ho gaya. Time pe aa gaye. So we may not remember places also. So what is the best thing? If we cannot go to all the places, we need to hear about those places. Because even if you go to places, all the places, what will happen? See, for example, when you go to Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple, you are in mood of awe and reverence. Krishna. And then you offer obeisances, you chant all the mantras. So Namam Vishnupadaya Guru Mantra, Prabhupada Mantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, all three altars. To Prabhupada, because you're going to offer only 4 or 5 dandavats, right? You know that. So you're very conscious. Now when you come to Dham, every day you're offering so many dandavats. So the first dandavat in the morning is a very serious dandavat. Then immediately next dandavat is little less serious. Third dandavat is little less serious. And consequently all dandavats become from full dandavat, it becomes half dandavat, then becomes like this. Right? So many dandas you are offering, right? So we go to so many temples, you know, do dandas to so many deities. Kya naam tha bhagwan ka udhar? Mandir Vihari, acha, acha, acha. Wo kaun sa tha? Mere ko hi malum nahi kaun sa hai. So such time, so even if you go to all temples and put tick mark, you know, done, still you will not remember. So better we hear about those places, then we will remember more. By hearing, actually, we understand that place more. Like, for example, you go to any place, you take darshan, and then you sit for the katha, and then you hear katha of that place. Then you become conscious, my God, I didn't know this place is such a super important place. Then you maybe again go back and offer really very conscious dandavat to that place, right? Because hearing is so important. And Srila Prabhupada actually gave us that importance of hearing in our life. Srila Prabhupada, when he came for his Vrindavan Parikrama here of his spiritual master, he came to Koshi and there the pandal was there arranged. So it is mentioned in the evening they announced, the leader announced of the yatra, that today all the Dham Sevaks will take devotees to Sheshashai temple. Meanwhile, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada also will give katha in the pandal. Those who want to hear katha, they can stay back, and others, those who want to go for Dham Darshan, they can go. Maximum devotees went for Dham Darshan. Very few devotees stayed behind to hear Srila Saraswati Thakur. Our Prabhupada, he also stayed behind. Because he had come only for 2 days. So he stayed behind. And his understanding was, what I will do by going to that holy place and seeing that holy place? I will not be able to understand. Better I see through my ears. That was what Prabhupada also mentioned to us. So in our ISKCON movement, hearing plays a vital role, right? See, you know, ISKCON temple, unique temple. When you go to temple, ISKCON temple, someone asks you, your friend who is not a devotee, your parents or your relatives, kahan ja rahe ho? Mandir mein ja raha ho. I'm going to temple. Achha. When you're going to come back? And you say, 3 ghante ke baad. So 3 ghante baad. Because our concept of temple was go 10 minutes, come back, right? And you go in ISKCON temple 3 hours, what are you doing? The program is arranged in such a way that you go to ISKCON temple program, you need to hear for at least 1 hour before the prasadam. Right? So prasadam is unique, right? ISKCON prasadam also is unique. The first time I ever visited, my father took me to temple, ISKCON, our Chopari temple. So my father said, let's go for prasadam now, after the program was over. So I thought prasad means like, you know, one small halwa or shira in that small throne. Then immediately one nice devotee came and gave me a plate of prasadam. I said, prasadam, full plate. Then the devotee, kam hai to aur milega, bola. Bola, kam, yehi jada hai. So that concept of prasad was unique in ISKCON. You get full plate prasadam. And ISKCON devotees are so well trained, even if there are 12 items and you get only 11 items, you feel as if, Shunya Aitam Jagat Sarvam. 12th item virahena me. Right? We need to have every item, otherwise you feel kuch to kam ho gaya. So that is also unique training in ISKCON. So prasadam, you know, one devotee was mentioning, Prabhuji, ISKCON mein aane ke baad, losing weight is impossible. You only gain weight, right? So then, prasadam is one thing. Hearing lecture is another thing. 1 hour lecture. Why? Because Prabhupada wanted us to know importance of Krishna consciousness. Who is Krishna? So therefore, hearing is an essential aspect of ISKCON. And therefore, in our parikramas also, we have so much hearing. Evening we have 2.5 hours, 3 hours of hearing. Morning also we come and we hear. Because by hearing we understand more about the holy place. We actually get darshan. See, darshan, shastra is also called as darshan. Darshan shastra. Scriptures are also called as darshan. Why? Because we get darshan. When we hear, we get darshan of all the places of Krishna, Tattva and all those things. So therefore we hear a lot. And by hearing, we cover all the holy places. So Chintaharan Mahadev, Brahman Ghat we covered. What all places are there? More? Yeah, Ukhal Bandhan. That is a place where the famous Damodar Leela pastime took place. Now I am not going to go details on Damodar Leela pastime. Many of you already know about Damodar Leela. So that pastime also happened here, where Mother Yashoda, she was unable to bind Krishna. Every time that rope, double, triple, was falling short by 2 fingers. And then we know what our 2 fingers represent. 2 fingers is, one is Krishna's mercy and second is our efforts. So Mother Yashoda was putting all the efforts, and she was not able to bind Krishna. And Krishna saw Mother Yashoda's effort and Krishna gave his mercy and then Krishna was bound. So Ukhal Bandhan pastime, that place is very much still there. Even that minuscule part of that Ukhal is also even existing today, 5,000 years later. You'll get chance to actually go and see that place. Beautiful place, very small place, so many devotees, they may get traffic jam, but still it's a very, very beautiful place. So Ukhal Bandhan is there. There is also here Chaurasi Khamba, a special palace of Nanda Maharaj. We will not go there. We don't have time to go there, and also plus we'll get special mercy if we go there from the Pandas. So we don't go there. So then Chaurasi Khamba, that area is also a cow shed where Krishna's name giving ceremony took place. And who gave name to Krishna? Bhargamuni. So Gargacharya Gargamuni came here. Who sent him? Vasudev sent him. Because Gargamuni is a family guru of Vasudev. So he said, go and do name giving ceremony. So he came here and in incognito, without anyone knowing, just Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Rohini. And that's it. Maybe one or two more. And Krishna and Balaram, small children. That name giving was a private affair. So after giving names, each name, Gargamuni was explaining the meaning of that name. What is Krishna? What is Balaram? What is Sankarshan? Right? And while telling all that, he spoke to Nanda Maharaj little details about how your child is special, what all he is going to do. So Nanda Maharaj was very surprised. My child is so special. So like a child, like a parent, you know, so immediately concerned, he said, oh, is it? If my child is special, then he should also have a special wife. Who is going to be my child's wife? So Garga Muni closed his eyes and said, Srimati Radharani herself will come, will manifest here, nearby, and she will be the consort of your Shangbajiya. Lecture band karne ke. She will become consort of your son. So Nanda Maharaj said, if that is so, as soon as Radharani is born, we will get Krishna and Radharani married. Immediately. Wait kyun karne ka? And Garga Muni, you should come again and perform this marriage. Garga Muni smiled and said, oh, that seva is already given to someone else. That service will be done by Brahmaji himself. I am not able to come. I am just there for name giving ceremony. Brahmaji will do marriage ceremony. And where the marriage ceremony took place? In Bhandirvan. So all these pastimes took place here. Right? So there is cow shed. There are beautiful cows here. Not 9 lakh cows, but there are still so many cows. The locals, the gopas here, they are worshipping cows, they are keeping cows here. So Ukhal Bandhan pastime took place here. This is the place called as Raman Reti. Why it is called Raman Reti? See, our Krishna Balaram temple is also Raman Reti. Now, many times, you know, yatra, devotees would ask us, naam Raman Reti, lekin yahan to mitti nahi hai, sandy nahi hai. But in this yatra, no one is asking us. In this yatra, we already have experience of so much of Reti. In the Goshala area, there is so much of sand. But previously, hardly we would go to Goshala. We would go to Fogal Ashram, Krishna Balaram, and bus, like that. So this place is also called Raman Reti. Raman means pleasure and Reti means sand. Pleasure giving sands. So Krishna and Balaram would come to this place and they would play all those games where they would have to deal with sand or something like wrestling, tug of war, all those games where they had to roll, jump. They would play in this very place. And this was one of the Krishna and Balaram's and cowherd boyfriend's favorite place. Now in this place we will not find any Reti, but there are some places within this ashram. This is Karshne Ashram. One organization is running this place beautifully. There are some places where the Raman Reti is still there. Beautiful Reti. And if you have come to our previous yatras, you may have remembered, Dinbandhu Prabhu would also join us here. And then devotees would play in this Raman Reti. There is actually a rule that anyone who comes here has to play in Raman Reti, because Krishna and Balaram played in Raman Reti. And how they would play? They would play wrestling. Sometimes devotees would lie down and all other devotees would cover the whole devotee's body with dust. This is a unique makeup. Dust makeup. Yeah, we have seen Fair and Lovely, Fair and Handsome. This is Dust and Handsome. So there is unique cosmetic makeup. Krishna would put this makeup. Krishna not only ate dirt, but he also would smear his body with dust. One day, see, Krishna is darkish in color, bluish black. So Mother Yashoda would paint Krishna with all bright colors. But Krishna one day smeared all his body with Vrindavan dust. And he came in front of Yashoda. And Yashoda became very unhappy. I just put a lot of makeup on your body. See, Yashoda was the best dresser in the whole creation. See, we are all sometimes pujaris are there. They do dressing of Krishna, right? And we call Prabhuji, kitna achha seva, kitna achha turban bandha hai apne. But the best turban ever would be put by whom? Yashoda Mai. She is the best pujari. Because every day she would dress Krishna. So sometimes Krishna would come back and all the cosmetics are gone and Krishna would fully drenched with black or brown sand, you know, Reti. So one day Mother Yashoda became very upset and said, you look like a hog. You smeared a whole body with sand and dust and mud. Maybe in the last life you must be a hog. And Krishna said, yes, In last life, I was Varahadev. And Mother Yashoda was confused. She was always confused because Krishna would always speak in such a way that she would think, what is this? You know, Varahadev. Sometimes he calls himself Varahadev. Sometimes he says, I am Ram. One time in the night time, Krishna would always want Mother Yashoda to speak some story before he goes to bed, you know, before he sleeps. So Krishna would lie in the bed and said, Mother Yashoda, please speak a story. So Mother Yashoda, she would speak story from Ramayana and Mahabharata and not from Tom and Jerry and Akbar Birbal, not those kind of stories. You know. Krishna Katha. Now she is speaking Krishna Katha to Krishna only. So one day she was speaking Ram Katha. And while speaking Ram Katha, she came to a point and Krishna was like very rapt attention hearing. She came to the point where Sita told Lord Ram that I want that golden deer. So Lord Ram went and said, Lakshman, you stay behind, you don't come. And then what happens? Lakshman also goes away because the whole pastime, I'm not going to detail. And Ravan comes in. As soon as Ravan comes in, then what happens? Ravan abducts Sita, kidnaps Sita. When Yashoda spoke that pastime, Lord Krishna was like, you know, rapt attention, hearing his own katha. He jumped from the bed and he shouted, Lakshman, where is my bow? Where is my arrow? Today I will kill this wretched demon, Ravan. Mother Yashoda was confused. What happened to him? Because Krishna went in his own lila, you know. And Mother Yashoda put him down, put the blankets and sleep now. So all these pastimes took place here. So Mother Yashoda would... So this is more or less Sakhya-ras and Vatsala-ras place. After so many demons came here, Putana, Shaktasur, Trinavarta, then all the coward gopas, they became very much concerned about the safety of Krishna. He said, we should move away from this place. Because this is very close to Mathura, Kamsa is sending demons very close by, you know. Let's move from this place. So just for safety of Krishna, everyone shifted from this beautiful location. And they decided, let's go back to Nandgaon from where we hail originally. So they went initially on the way. They had a transit place. They stayed for a few days in Vrindavan. And when they were staying in Vrindavan, they had this Kaliya pastime, which yesterday Maharaj spoke very beautifully. Then they also had Aghasur Vad there, Brahma Mohan, Rimohan Leela there. And then Vatsasur Vad also was there. And then they moved on to Kamyavan and finally they came to Nandgaon. So they were transmigrating and going different places and finally they shifted to and stayed in Nandgaon. So in this way they were shifting in many places and going all around the places just for protection of Krishna. But for 3.5 years they stayed here. And all these beautiful pastimes mentioned in Krishna book, all happening. Even today it's happening. And one time, Dinbandhu Prabhu was mentioning here, we should not think that once upon a time this happened. Even today it's happening. Those who have eyes, spiritual eyes, can actually visualize these pastimes even today. One devotee asked Radhanath Maharaj that why when we read Krishna Katha in some Acharya's book, one Acharya speaks the same pastime in a different way, other Acharya speaks pastime in a different way. Why? Because Krishna is performing that pastime, Maharaj mentioned, eternally. And every time there can be a change, a variety. So one particular variety has been visualized by one Acharya. So he writes it down, pens it down. Other Acharya sees Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela in a different variety, he pens it down. All are right, because Krishna Leela has a lot of variety. So, yes. So we will, after Ukhal Bandhan, Brahman Ghat, then we'll go back to our place in Vrindavan, Goshala. But apart from these places, close by also there are many beautiful and important places. Just a half hour drive from here is a place called as Dauji. It is a place of Lord Balaram. It is the end of Brajmandal on this part. And therefore, he is the protection in charge and is standing there to protect the whole dham. So there is a pastime why this Balaram deity is standing there. So it is mentioned when Krishna left for Mathura and he said, I will come soon. But he did not come. After a long time. So in between he sent Uddhava and he also sent Balaram. So when Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopas came to know that Balaram is coming, they came all the way from Nandgaon running to welcome Balaram at the border of Brajmandal. And Balaramji came. As soon as he stepped inside Brajmandal, they were so happy. They decided to do Abhishek of Lord Balaram there. So that is the very place where 1 lakh cows Abhishek was done on Lord Balaramji when he appeared, when he arrived in Braj again. So therefore, there is a Lord Balaramji temples there established by Vajranav. See, Vajranav established temples of Krishna, Balaram, or he established Kunda to commemorate those pastime places. Right? Because he was told to do so. So, Balaram deity was established by Vajranav there to commemorate this pastime of Balaramji's reappearance again in Vrindavan. Now, this 1 lakh cows Abhishek has to go in some container, right? So, Nanda Maharaj dug a big kund there, which is today called as Shankarshan kund. Today there is only water, but that time there was milk in that kund. And years later, when the Mughals attacked Vrindavan, that time this deity was submerged in the Shankarshan kund for many years, up until one particular acharya came, he got a revelation that Lord Balaram is in this kund and brought it back and established a temple there. And then we have beautiful opportunity to go and see there. So Balaramji temple, Dauji temple is here. Very close by, half an hour from here, is also Rawal. That is a place of the appearance of Srimati Radharani. So everyone knows the pastime that she appeared on a 1,000-petal gold lotus flower, and Vishwamanu Maharaj got, and she was neither speaking nor seeing, nor hearing, till she wanted to see Krishna and hear about Krishna. So Narad Muni came there, that whole pastime took place, and finally Krishna came to Nandama Vishwamanu Maharaj's house, and Srimati Radharani opened her eyes and she giggled and she smiled because she heard Krishna. So Vishwamanu Maharaj was so happy by this, that he became so happy that he wanted to distribute as much charity as possible. So it is mentioned that Vishwamanu Maharaj was very rich. In fact, he was richer than even Nanda Maharaj. Right? So Vishwamanu Maharaj decided to open his treasury house. So he opened his jewel bhandar, house full of jewels, storehouse. And everyone has said, please come, Vrishabhanu Maharaj is giving to everyone who comes in front all the jewels. So everyone got this news and they all ran and came to this jewel bhandar, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj gave everyone, satisfied everyone, as much jewel he wants. People were keeping pockets, in their bead bags, everywhere. And they went away. As soon as they went away, Vrishabhanu Maharaj saw behind, jewel bhandar is over. And he felt very happy. He said, now I will open my pearl bhandar. So he opened his pearl bhandar. All these people who took jewels went away. They got news. Are, Vrishabhanu Maharaj is distributing pearls now. They dropped all the jewels there only. Phek diya usko. And they came running empty handed and took all the pearls. And they took all the pearls and they went away. And they heard, Vrishabhanu Maharaj is now distributing diamond bhandar. Open diamond bhandar. They threw all the pearls. They came and collected all the diamonds. So pearl, diamond, and finally rubies. Overnight, everyone in Braj became crorepati. Kaun banega? Crorepati. Just because of Vrishabhanu Maharaj's immense charity on the happy occasion of appearance, or rather Radharani talking and speaking, talking and seeing and interacting. So all these pastimes are just nearby these places. There are many villages here which have names after Krishna's pastimes. I was speaking about Krishna going to Mathura with whom? Akrura, right? So Nandgaon, this pastime happened where Akrura was trying to take Krishna Balaram away. The gopis, they didn't allow Krishna to go. Krishna convinced them, I'll come, don't worry. But they were not convinced. So Krishna wanted to leave because he had a very important duty in Mathura. So Krishna then said, summoned Indra. He said, Indra, previously you used your vajra path and you disturbed my devotees and me. Now you have to use your vajra in my service. So now throw your vajra in Braj somewhere. Create such a huge sound that the gopis should become unconscious by that sound. And they said, okay, no problem. He threw vajra. A huge sound, all the gopis became unconscious. And Akrura took the chariot of Krishna Balaram and left that place. After some time, the gopis got up. They became conscious. And they were disturbed. Krishna and Balaram left for Mathura. They were so convinced that they will not leave Krishna. They saw the tire footprints of Akrura's chariot and they ran behind that chariot. And in due course of time, they caught the chariot. Can you imagine? The enthusiasm. Their desire to not let Krishna was stronger than Krishna's desire to go to Mathura. So they overtook the chariot of Akrura and stopped Akrura's chariot just at the banks of Yamuna River on the other side, near Vrindavan somewhere. And they stopped. Then finally Krishna understood that Indra and Chandra, no one can help us. Only I have to do something now. So finally convinced the gopis, okay, I will come day after tomorrow, 100%. Main Parso aunga. And because he said Parso, that village got the name Parso. Even today that village is there. And now today they call it from Parso, they had become Palso. But that village is still there where Krishna promised, Parso I will come. However, Krishna did not come. So Krishna was worried. I have spoken so many lies, but this is not good. I have promised someone. I have promised gopis, I will come. I have promised Shridama, I will come. I have promised Lotahava, I will come. I promised so many devotees, I will come. So therefore, in between he was sending messengers. Balaramji went, Uddhava went. But finally, Krishna also wanted to go himself. Srimad Bhagavatam does not mention Krishna going back to meeting his devotees in Vrindavan. Because the time factor was also important for Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami did not speak all those pastimes which will make him go into ecstasy. Anyways, coming back to the point of reality, Krishna killed Vidurata and then he was going on his way in Mathura. He was going on his way and he came in and he was fighting with somewhere close to Mathura, Dantavakra. Shishupal and Dantavakra are Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, right? So Krishna killed Dantavakra very close by. That village where Krishna killed Dantavakra became known as Datiha. Dantavakra Ha. Datiha. Are you getting bored? Which asana you are in? Padmasana or Shavasana or Shirsasana? Which asana? Padmasana. So where are we? Datiha. So Krishna killed Dantavakra and then remembered, Hare, I have given my promise to all the devotees in Braj. Braj is very close by. Let me take this opportunity and meet all of them. So Krishna crossed the Yamuna River. As soon as he was crossing the Yamuna River, across there were some Brajavasis and they saw Krishna coming and just imagine their joy. In their joy they shouted, because they wanted to say everyone, he has come, he is coming, he has come. So in the Braj Bhasha, they all chanted loudly, Ayore, 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 Ayore. Short, slang language. Ayore. And that village where they chanted Ayore got the name Ayore. That village is still there, Ayore. So there are so many places in Braj where the pastimes, the name of the village is based on the pastimes. So Krishna came back and pacified all the devotees. All the gopis surrounded Krishna. And they said, Krishna, we heard from Narad Muni one thing. That, you know, Narad Muni told that just like we are crying for you in Vrindavan, you also were crying for us in Dwarka. Is that true? And Krishna said, yes, 100% truth. Gopi said that that's okay, but we cannot believe this. Narad Muni told us that you cried like rivers. You are crying rivers and that become a river like Gomati. That is too much. Narad Muni was like, you know, kind of, you know, what do you say? Exaggerating, yeah. Was exaggerating. Krishna says, no exaggeration. I really cried rivers. Not tears, rivers. Gopi said, can you show us that? We want proof. So okay, no problem. So Krishna cried tears which became a river. And that place still in Braj where Krishna manifested Gomati river from his tears. Gopis became very happy seeing that. Indeed, Krishna was also feeling separation from us. Then Gopis, they wanted to hear a lot of things about Dwarka. So he said, we heard that Dwarka is on the banks of a great ocean. We have never seen ocean because we stay inland in India, you know, Bharatvarsha, and we only have a river, we don't have ocean. Can you show us that ocean? And Krishna created the whole ocean and showed it to the gopis. And that place became Ratnakar. That place is still there in Braj. So there are hundreds and thousands of places in Braj where Krishna performed a pastime, and that village got its name from the pastime. So, how much time now? I'm not aware of time. 10:10. Just one more small thing before I end this katha. So, one small thing I would like to also mention, which I actually had a personal experience when I was traveling on. We are going tomorrow to Govardhan Parikrama, right? So I was traveling on Govardhan Parikrama many years back. Radhanath Maharaj was also traveling in the whole yatra. And I remember when we reached Radhakund, just before Radhakund, Maharaj stopped all the kirtan. He said, now everyone just be very serious and just chant, because we are entering a very, very special and highest place in the whole of creation. So kirtan stopped. And everyone was seriously, sober mood, entering Radhakund area. Maharaj also was. Maharaj was always sober, Radhanath Maharaj, but he became very much sober that time. And suddenly when he was in Radhakund area, one devotee came running from behind, offered obeisance to Maharaj. Maharaj, Hari Bol Maharaj. He was one of the disciples of Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, I am so happy. I am staying in Radhakund for last 6 months, Maharaj. So happy, so happy. And Maharaj was sober. And he was saying, Maharaj, I am so happy. For last 6 months, I am staying in Radhakund. Now he had come to stay in Radhakund without asking anyone. So Maharaj saw him and said, you are happy. Is Krishna happy? Is Radharani happy? Are our acharyas happy? Maharaj just spoke these two lines and that devotee was smiling, I am happy. Suddenly became very serious. Start contemplating. Is my Krishna consciousness for my happiness or Krishna's happiness? It's a fact, right? Many times we always want to happiness. No? Prabhuji, ye seva mein anand nahi aa raha hai. Are? Seva ka anand, seva to Bhagwan anand lenge us seva ka na. Seva mein anand nahi aa raha hai. One time Janani was, Prabhu came to our temple and we had a brahmachari class. Many question answers. Sometimes we get chance to ask direct questions. One devotee asked direct question to him. Prabhuji, you are worshipping deities for last 50 years. Kabhi bore laga nahi kya? You don't feel any bore? 50 saal se wahi kaam kar rahe. Can you imagine 50 years doing the same seva, day in and day out. Did not you feel bored any one day? So Janani Vaspu was like shocked. How can someone ask a question like this? He said, why you should feel bored? If you are serving Krishna for giving him pleasure, you will never feel bored. But if you are serving Krishna to give yourself pleasure, you will always feel bored. That was like a Mahavedanta Sutra Vakya. That if someone is feeling bored, unhappy in Krishna consciousness, let's analyze for whom we are serving. For our happiness or for Guru's happiness, Prabhupada's happiness, Vaishnava's happiness, Krishna and Radharani's happiness. So Vrindavan is a place where we learn this thing, that everyone in Vrindavan is working to make Krishna happy. And that is the mood of our devotional service. In Vrindavan we come and then we beg. Right? Prabhupada mentioned we had no qualification. Prabhupada said, I made your qualification. Indeed, we have no qualification, yet we have come to Vrindavan. So it is not like, we are getting chance in Vrindavan, so we are moving around in Vrindavan. Great. But as we go away from Vrindavan, let's also aspire to take Vrindavan along with us. Right? One time one devotee asked Radhanath Maharaj, that you stayed so many years in Vrindavan, then you have to go out of Vrindavan. Don't you feel separation from Vrindavan? It's a very intimate thing, you know. So Maharaj said, I never in my life, there is one single day where I don't remember Vrindavan. Every day in my life, I remember Vrindavan and I do parikrama in my mind. So this is called as carrying Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan because he is carrying Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, but he carried Vrindavan with him. So we are going to leave Vrindavan soon or later. We need to carry Vrindavan. How are we going to carry Vrindavan? You may say, Prabhu, I will carry Swan Papadi. Giriraj Mishthan Mandar. Tomorrow you go and Parikrama, Swan Papadi, I will carry Vrindavan, Swan Papadi, Vrindavan, Peda. Agree? So you can carry that. But to carry Vrindavan, we need to beg. Beg for the mercy. Right? When you beg, we are in the mood of beggar, asking for mercy, then that mercy will come. Yethamam prapadyante tam sadaiva bhajamyam. Right? In our yatra, so many devotees come. But every devotee is unique. Every devotee is unique. When you go out of the yatra, back to your home, every devotee has uniquely advanced. It is not like the 700 devotees in Lalita group. We all have heard the same lecture for all 8 days. We have ate the same prasadam. We are traveling in the same bus as Lalita group. Our dhamsavak is also same. But yet the advancement level is different after the yatra is over. Why? Yathamam prapadyanti. The faith we carry, the shraddha we have in this. So therefore, as much as we can gather, we need to gather. If we have not gathered, gather as much as mercy as possible. Pray, chant, and beg for mercy, that we can carry Vrindavan with us. And so that when we carry Vrindavan, this Vrindavan will call us back. How many of you want to come to Vrindavan once more? Raise your hands. See, whenever I go for lectures in Dham visits, I always ask, how many of you want to come for visits in Vrindavan back? Why I ask? Because you express your desire in Vrindavan that you want to come back. Vrindavan Dham has heard it. So the opportunity will come. So unless we express that desire, how Krishna will come to know? You know? We have to express that desire. It is not like automatic Krishna knows my heart, so kyun bolnega? Nahi. We will have to express that desire. So that begging, that expressing the desire is very important. That we need to go more deep in our Krishna consciousness, carry the mood of Vrindavan, so that we don't get deviated from Krishna consciousness. Time is very rough. Kali Yuga is very, very strong. One time one devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am distributing your books. I am praying to Krishna that I will come again another life and become book distributor and distribute your books life after life after life. So he thought Prabhupada will be very happy. Prabhupada said, no need. Prabhupada said, this Kali Yuga is going to be horrible day after day after day. Don't come again. In this life, distribute my books, chant sincerely, pack up your bags and leave. Don't try to come again. So as the Kali Yuga is going to progress, it's going to be much more difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. So every time we have yatra, we need to upgrade. Kya bolte? Update. Kya bolte usko? Hum log karte na apne app ko kya karte hum log? Update. We are updating our apps because now the app has got more better versions. So every time we update our apps, right? We need to update our Krishna consciousness also. Because Maya Devi is updating herself every day. And if we don't update ourselves, what will happen? We'll fall short. She is very, very strong. So therefore, it's a great opportunity to update our Krishna consciousness. And be grateful that opportunity of coming here, being with devotees, taking prasadam, visualizing the dham, serving devotees. And in this way, hopefully we can come back again in this Vrindavan and also carry Vrindavan in our hearts. I hope you're all very happy with the yatra. So, because we are almost on the penultimate day of our yatra, on behalf of yatra committee, I'm asking for forgiveness in case any inconvenience has been there, which I know there are many, 100%, because, like for example, I was going in the car yesterday with Maharaj. So Maharaj said, how is yatra going on? I said, Maharaj, no problem. Maharaj said, everything okay? Maharaj, no problem. Maharaj became grave. How can there be no problem? This material world is full of problems. And I could not speak anything. So you are saying no problem? How can there be no problem? There is no problem. So you know you are all tolerating so many inconveniences, very difficult. So definitely it's very difficult to host a family for 6,500 family members, right? You are having a one family, three members, four members, right? And here is a family for next last 10 days hosting 6,700 family members, their buses, their... There are so many devotees who are unsung heroes, you know. Some devotee came and said, Prabhuji, aaj Maharaj ne aapka naam liya lecture mein. Mera naam liya kyunki main Maharaj ke aaspaas ghumte rehta hu. There are so many devotees who have done much more than all of us. Sacrifice, not even visited anything. The last to take prasadam, first to get up in the morning. You know? Kitchen team, 2 o'clock morning they get up. Then 6 o'clock you get your pasta, which becomes late by 20 minutes. And you say, why 20 minutes late? These guys got up at 2 o'clock in the morning to cook the pasta in your nasta. So now in the afternoon, today, hopefully, I don't know, I have menu today, is mung dal, halo, paisam, and, kya aaj kya aur, bhul gaya main. Mung dal, paisam hai aaj aur. Forgot, only I remember sweet only. Today is mung dal, paisam. Tomorrow is Rajbhog. So come back from Govardhan Parikrama on time. Otherwise, you only hear. So you should hear katha, but not just hear prasad. Huh? Prasad ka naam. Should release prasad by mouth. So we are trying our best, and the most important thing, all our devotees are very nicely cooperating and very nicely enjoying the beautiful yatra. We hope and pray, you all pray in Vrindavan, that our yatra becomes better and better, and we can really make it so smooth that you should feel like this yatra should never end. We should have yatra every month, something like that, you know. We should have like that desire. So you need to pray that Yatra committee becomes more alert in arranging better yatras. So hopefully, so kindly any inconvenience, any shortcomings, kindly forgive us. And we are trying our best to help all of you, serve all of you. I want to thank Sundar Shyam Prabhu. He's very, very senior devotee in Pune temple. But yet he's like going around taking you all for Dham Yatras. He's actually one of our best speakers. I already told him, if you want to speak something, he said, no, Prabhu, I will not speak. So for him, actually, it's an austerity with his growing age, 40 plus now, Prabhuji, health also, right? But still, he is moving the whole yatra. So let us thank Sundar Shyam Prabhu by 3 times loudly chanting. Haribo! 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 And Sundar Shyam Prabhu and his associates, Bhagavat Katha Prabhu and other, all of you, let us thank each other by 3 times loudly chanting. Haribo! 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 Hare Krishna! गोकुल महावन धाम की जय. हरे कृष्ण. सो वी विल डू अ स्मॉल थिंग. वी विल सिंग अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल भजन नाउ. दैट भजन इज रिलेवेंट टू दिस प्लेस. कृष्णा जिनका नाम है, गोकुल जिनका धाम है. सो अवर सुंदर श्याम प्रभु, very beautiful singer, he will sing. Kisne gana hai? Ha, yes, yes, anyone. Hare Krishna. So I will give it.
Hare Krishna, we did not thank His Grace Baldev Prabhu for so nicely telling us about the importance of hearing, and he told the pastimes of the many places, including even Dauji on that side and Rawal on this side. So you heard him so nicely. He describes, that's how he has trained us also, and we are very grateful to Prabhuji. Let us thank him by loudly chanting. Haribol, 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 His Grace Baldev Prabhu ki jai. We will have this song. You can all open Krishna Jinka Naam Hai, because that is a mentioning Gokul Mahavan.
Krishna Jinka Naam Hai, Gokul Jinka Dham Hai. ऐसे श्री भगवान को बारंबार प्रणाम है.
कृष्णा जिनका नाम
यशोदा जिनकी मैया है, नंदा जी बापैया है, ऐसे श्री गोपाल को बारंबार प्रणाम है। राधा जिनकी जाया है, अद्भुत जिनकी माया है, ऐसे श्री घनश्याम को बारंबार प्रणाम है। लूट लूट दधि माखन खायो, ग्वाल बाल संग धेनु चरायो, ऐसे लीला धाम को बारंबार प्रणाम है। द्रुपद सुता की लाज बचायो, ग्राह से गज को फंद छुड़ायो, ऐसे कृपा धाम को बारंबार प्रणाम है। कुरु पांडव को युद्ध मचायो, अर्जुन को उपदेश सुनायो, ऐसे दीनानाथ को बारंबार प्रणाम है। कृष्णा जिनका नाम है, गोकुल जिनका धाम है, ऐसे श्री भगवान को बारंबार प्रणाम है। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation: He whose name is Krishna and whose abode is Gokula, and to such a supreme personality of Godhead, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again. He whose mother is Yashoda and whose father is Nandaji, and to such a coward boy named Gopal, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again. He whose beloved is Radha and whose illusory energy is very amazing, and to he whose splendorous complexion is the color of the fresh rain cloud, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again. He who sneaks around to steal yogurt and butter, then hides to eat it, and who taints the cows in the company of his coward boyfriends, and to he who is the reservoir of playful pastimes, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again. He who prevented the dishonoring of the daughter of King Drupada and who delivered the elephant Gajendra from the grasp of the alligator, and to he who is the abode of all compassion, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again. He who caused the great war between the Kurus and the Pandavas and who spoke divine instructions to Arjuna on the battlefield, and to he who is the lord of all helpless fallen souls, I offer my most humble obeisances again and again.
Jai Shri Krishna Bhagwan ki, Shri Gokul Dham ki. Hare Krishna. This forest is named as Mahavan and also Brihadvan. Maha or Brihad means big, huge. So this is second largest forest of the 12 forests. First being Kamyavan. That is in Rajasthan now. We'll be going, that we went yesterday to Nandagaon, where Rundakund is there, little bit more ahead we go, 10-15 more kilometers, then we enter, 4 kilometers later only we enter in Rajasthan, and then Kamyavan is there, so that is the biggest forest. Second largest is this one, Mahavan. It was earlier much bigger than what we see now. We are not able to see now also full, because in this yatra we are hardly going to 3-4 places, but then what is there currently, Parikrama Marg is of 12 kilometers. Current Brihadvan or Mahavan, but earlier it was even bigger than what we see currently, what is seen, and it was filled with so many trees, and Krishna had his pastimes over here. This side, as I said, on the eastern bank of Yamuna, there are 5 forests related to, they are all devoted to Lord Balram, and the 7 forests on the other side, western bank of Yamuna, they are devoted. Is that voice okay? Something happened suddenly. Hare Krishna. Then on the western bank, we have 7 forests. So this is Gokul Mahavan, then we have Lohavan, then we have Shrivan, Belvan, then we have Bhadravan and also Bhandirvan. So these are 5 forests on this side. And 7 forests, we cross them while coming. In the reverse order, we came Talvan, Madhuvan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Khadirvan, Vrindavan, Kamyavan. So they are the 7 forests on the other side. So this is a very nice forest, and as he said, as Baldev Prabhu said, all the childhood pastimes, they happened over here only. From nearby only, from Mathura when Vasudevji was coming, so he crossed Yamuna in one particular place where it was easier for him. And then he came to this side of bank of Yamuna. So he entered in Gokul Mahavan, especially towards Nanda Bhavan, on one particular area. So that is called as a Chorer Pehra. You know, so he came like a thief without anyone's knowledge. So that spot is there. Then where Yashodamai also, as we know, our Acharya say that Krishna appeared in two ways. To Vasudeva and Devaki he appeared as Vasudeva Krishna. But to Yashodamai and Nanda Maharaj he appeared as Yashodanandan, Nandanandan Krishna. So that Krishna who appeared here, so that place is also there. Where Krishna along with Yog Maya. No, so that place is there. Then Sanat Kumar, Sanatan Goswami, when he was staying here, he has his gufa here. So that gufa is also there, very close to Nanda Bhavan. Chaurasi Khamba, I think Prabhuji mentioned that. So 84 pillars, because Nanda Maharaj was the king. So wherever he was staying, that was a palace. So whether Nanda Bhavan and Nandishwar, that is Nandagram, or here, or in Kamyavan, or wherever he was, he also went to dig before. So Gokul Mahavan, much before Parjanya Maharaj was there in Gokul Mahavan, then he was there. Then they moved to Chatikara, Vrindavan, where we are currently. From there they went to dig Kamyavan and then ultimately Nandagaon. So that so many holy places are there. Then this is called as Raman Reti, or also Ramanaka one, because there are so many other vanas, upavanas. There are thousands of them in number. So this is also called as Ramanaka one. This was discovered in particular by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He is apart from the six Goswamis we know, or apart from Lokanath Goswami or Bhugarbha Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami excavated or found out around 333 holy places in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So his contribution is this Raman Reti area. So very holy spot. All the sand we see, when we would come with Maharaj, devotees would play like Krishna and Balram would play with their cowherd friends. So we'll also play. How many of you want to play? Arivo, good. So we'll roll in the dust here after some time. After rolling in the announcements. So we are having this place, and then Chintaharan Mahadev, I was reading in one place that after Mruda Bhakshan Leela, when Krishna ate dirt, Mother Yashoda was very worried that this, my son of mine, eats anything and everything, what will happen? And she then thought, let me just take the grace, blessings of that Mahadev. So she went there and then she asked the blessings of Shivji, who was sitting there, as we heard about Ashisheshwar Mahadev as well as this place. So then she came and asked him for his blessings, and he said, don't worry mother, henceforth your child will not create any problem, and the bhakshan, that mitti he has eaten, soil he has eaten, that also will not lead to any health issues. He will be absolutely fine. So Mother Yashoda was relieved of the tension, chinta. So that's why it is called as Chintaharan Mahadev. That Shivalanga is made up of 1,000 Shivalingas, small Shivalingas. They are like fused together. So that is the whole huge Shivalinga. As you see closely, I don't know whether we'll have time. If time permits, we may go. We'll have to go walking procession 1 kilometer. But that is very nice. How many of you have taken darshan of Chintaharan Mahadev earlier sometime? We went in one yatra, maybe 2015 or 2013 or 2011. One of the yatras we went. So that Chintaharan Mahadev is there. Then Putana Vadastali. Then all this Trunavad, Putana, Shaktasur. Now after this place, we'll board the buses and then we'll go to another place, Ukhal Bhanjan Leela. That Ukhal place is there. We'll go and sing Damodar Ashtakam if time permits. And again we'll board the buses and then we'll go to Brahmandagad. That's where we'll take bath. So even if you get completely smeared with the dust over here, no problem, because we are going to take bath there. And you can wash your clothes tomorrow. So that way no issue. Don't feel shy, hesitant. Just roll in this dust. This is our last. Maybe tomorrow is another opportunity. We can roll in the dust next to Govind Kund. That's where also we would roll. Maharaj would tell, those who want can roll. And we would roll there also. So that is there. So many holy places in this whole area of Mahavan. And about tomorrow we'll be going for Govardhan Parikrama. The buses will start at 5:30 in the morning, first group of buses. There are likely to be 5,000 plus number of devotees participating in the whole Govardhan Parikrama. Some have already done. How many of you have already done? My God, here itself, so many have already done. I'm asking, in this yatra you did? Raise your hand, in this yatra. So we have many proactive leaders here. But we are reactive leaders. We will be doing later. Tomorrow we'll be doing. So many of you will be participating in that. 5:30 the first batch of buses will leave. Tomorrow we don't have something like this Dham Sevak, that Dham Sevak. We all ate together. We have made slots. I have chosen the last slot of starting at 8 o'clock from there. That means we will have to start from here at 7 around or so. 7, 7:15 max. because half an hour or 45 minutes it will take to reach over there. And then as the Dham Sevaks reach, they will take around 500 devotees and they will be proceeding. They will have their own devotees to assist them with the sound system and crowd care devotees and all that. We will have that. So we need at least 50-60 volunteers for tomorrow to travel in our batch, which will start approximately at 8 o'clock from there. How many of you want to do early, quite early in the morning? Okay, so you are most welcome to proceed in the first batch of buses. Myself, I will be towards the end. And then we will have the last bus at 3 o'clock. No matter whatever time you start, in the midnight to night you start, or you start tomorrow morning, early morning, 6 o'clock, 6:30, or you start with us at around 8 o'clock. But 3 o'clock is the last bus for returning from where you would be dropped tomorrow morning. We would be dropped tomorrow morning at a particular spot, which is around 0.5 kilometer or 1 kilometer away from Radhakund. When we go on the Ral Road like this, so then Radhakund Parikrama Mark comes. So it's like a T junction. So we would be dropped around 0.5 or 1 kilometers before. Then we will walk and reach the Parikrama Mark, Govardhan Parikrama, and then we will begin our Govardhan Parikrama. Like this, we will go around 21 kilometers and we will come back to the original spot where we had started. And then again, we have to walk around 0.5 kilometer, 1 kilometer to board the buses. So by 3 o'clock, last bus is going to start from there. So keeping that in mind, you decide your speed. Same in case some are elderly people and they have difficulty in walking and all, they are advised to get into some 10-seater or 6-seater or whatever you call it, tum-tum, toto, some vehicle and complete. And security people will be there behind to push you further. That come on, make it fast now. So maybe we will also come earlier because prasadam will be served till 4 o'clock. 4 or 5.